Gusto. Hey, yo, Gusto. Hey, yo, Gusto. Hey, yo, 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 yo.
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We back, fellas. We just gonna jump right into this story. Teddy, you went to DC. Tell us about Ultron.
Ultron. So
you went to the parks. There's a lot of people in the DC that listen. So you gotta say the places for the.
No. You know what? It should be. Okay, you right. Ultron. Oh no, that's a cool name for it.
Go Ultron. Ahead, so okay. It was just weird because it was just funny because niggas really don't change no matter where they go. So we went to me and my fiance went to a park. And we sat down to eat. We tried to catch the happy hour. We were a little late. So we happened to catch this one specific deal on chicken wings.
Explain this because you was a country-ass nigga.
Yes, I have decided that I'm definitely a country-ass nigga. So we missed the happy hour by like 15 minutes. So they weren't serving anything except this one specific dish, which was like jerk chicken. And mac and cheese.
Somebody from DC sitting around like,
I know exactly about that. So, we looking around, we like, damn, this is for like $6? We was like, damn right, you gonna take this. So, our waiter came over, and he tried to push us on, like, they have like some special for $35 where you get like a salad, an entree, two drinks, and a dessert. But my fiance, being the smart culinary person, she was like, we'll take five orders of these chicken wings. And our bill ultimately ended up being like $36.
I mean, that's impossible to be in DC too.
That's fake. So we were sitting there while we were eating our food. I look over to my right, and there's a collection of old brothers. Like, depending on where you are, if you're in the South, this collection of brothers is probably wearing Results jeans or some
Results
or Pink Monkey or
a Bluetooth.
Definitely a Bluetooth.
A nice crease in the jeans.
And they definitely had on the.
Are they wearing the slack combo was all the same color?
No.
The whole set.
No. They didn't have a set, but they did have the slacks, and one of them had on underneath. The Eddie Long
body shirt.
Yeah, body shirt.
So hold on.
The Eddie Long Under Armour.
So, I see him. Hey, what kind of shoes he got on though? He got on some loafers.
He has some wingtips on.
Ooh, so he's
killing
stepping
him.
Out.
Killing him.
Does he have a hat on?
No, he didn't have a hat.
Was he bald?
Nah, he may have been bald in the back. You couldn't really see, but he had the big glasses.
Oh, so yeah.
Beard lining was crispy, brother.
But glasses, not like he's glasses whole life. Always like, I'm going blind a little bit and I need glasses because I'm getting older.
That one.
So not that I've been wearing glasses my whole life.
But it was stylish, though.
But I'm saying,
they're probably like
but
polo.
He is going blind a little bit, though.
Probably, yes.
Okay.
So I would probably put the average age of this group probably around like mid 40s, 46, 47. So one of them stops. Now I don't know if he was, I didn't know he was with this group until later on, but he kind of bumped
because they run in packs.
So he bumped our table and he was like, him and my fiance caught eyes, and my eyes, you know, my fiance is real like hospitable. She was like, hey, how you doing? Blah, 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 because it's kind of weird. And so he was like, no disrespect, player, talking to me. She is stunning. Stunning, nigga.
Damn.
I was like,
hey, hold on. He said nigga to a random person.
That's how I know being hit was cool. He felt comfortable enough to use the word.
Say stunning and then the nigga behind it.
Stunning, nigga.
Hey, stunning.
And then he wiped his mouth. Then he wiped his mouth like.
Now, he had a drink. So I think he was trying to keep it from not spilling.
Any OG to say the word stunning. That mean he dead serious, dog. Like, hey. For real, I'm saying that mean he was complimenting your fiance on saying like he have stunning mean, dude. I probably only seen about two of them this year. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
So he says that, and he walks in and she was like, I don't even know what it's all that about. I got mac and cheese sauce all on the side of my face. Like, he might be slow. I was like, could be, but we're gonna run with it.
Right.
So he goes up front. So I'm sitting here, we're watching, you know, eating. About 25 minutes goes past. Now, park starts turning into, it starts looking clubbish. It starts to turn into a club because it turns into, you know, a nightlife starts at like 10:30. So the Clydesdales start walking in. The thick ones, the tight dresses, the young ones. And I'm like, all right, I need to keep eyes forward because I'm trying
Matter
to remain.
Matter of fact, I might need to change position seats.
right, to remain respectful. So they keep coming past, you know, because they're either trying to go upstairs to where, you know, it's five levels, or it turns into a club. And so I'm looking at him, and my man comes back from the front. And he goes over.
What is his name, though? What is his name we going to go with?
If his
Javon,
name,
what do you think his name is?
Who?
This old player.
The OG. Anybody, let me see, use the word stunning.
His name is Lester.
Garfield.
Garfield.
That's a good OG name. Garfield.
Gerald.
Yep, Gerald. Yep, Gerald.
So Gerald comes back from
the front. And they call him GL for short. Because his last name is Livingston or something. You know how
Gerald Lester.
Gerald Lester.
He got two first
names. Right, and his whole tagline, you know how GL do.
Yeah,
G-Less. G-Less.
So he come back and he's surveying the land like, you know, it's prey. Yeah. He about to hop on the spray and he turns.
That's what you got
to
do when you're at that age.
He turns to Old Tron and he goes... I kid you not, he fist bumps everybody in the entire room.
That's how they get their superpowers up. That's how they charge him up.
It's about to be a good night, fellas. It's about to be, yeah, buddy. It's about to be a good night.
And what is the percentage he went home with a chick that night, you think?
I'm going to give him a 27% chance.
Nah, I'm going to give it higher than that, G. Dude.
Why?
Just because...
He'll scare a young chick away though with the stunning and all that.
But here's the thing though, it ain't just young chicks because that weekend just happened to be a popping ass weekend. So it was the Congressional Black Caucus.
So was there some hussies out there?
I saw that on Facebook. Yeah. There were definitely some hussies there floating around. Yeah. But there were probably some older women.
And that's
like lawyers.
Just to let y'all know before people start calling them hoes and thots, some of y'all mamas and grandmamas was hussies.
And or skeezers.
Yeah. Now, skeezers, that was like...
That's
like,
more of us.
Or yeah, harlots.
Harlots.
Harlots, damn.
Damn, that was like nigga, medieval times. Yeah,
that's
a harlot.
That's the Scarlet Letter and shit.
Wench.
Yeah. Wench.
That was like 60s, 70s. Yo, wench.
Yeah, they just used wench back in like Scotland times.
Yeah. And for slavery.
Oh, you're right. Wench. You wench.
You wench.
Right.
So, but it was some older women out there. So, he definitely could have went home with something. I'm not saying that it was something, you know... 35 or younger,
but did he have the game? It looked like, or like the je ne sais quoi swag that you think the post, was he that old dude that like got to be like, you know, I live in a such and such kind. Like he had a straight dime drop the whole time.
He might be one of them types that'll catch you off guard. Like he'll drop some like some real quick knowledge, but it's on some hood shit. That a sheltered woman who might have become a physician.
Might not get.
Yeah, well, he could have landed her because, yo, I'm out here, I'm kicking it with all the black folks, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the white dude?
I'm just getting over the divorce, whatever.
Right. He probably had a 19, no, I'm going to give him a 2003 Corvette. Like, yeah, you know he had one of them.
A 2003, and then he in the Corvette Club.
He got it in the Corvette.
That's
Corvette.
Who was with him?
Hey, his Corvette.
The Corvette Club was with him.
His Corvette got a bra on it. You know they got them leather bras. Yeah,
and the fuzzy dice.
Yeah, he definitely got a bra on his Corvette.
Then with the wingtips.
With the wingtips, dog.
I mean, that's a cool age to be like using words like stunning. Like we couldn't pull it off right now. You can't barely be in your
30s. What age do you have to start? Can you start
stunning?
You start saying stunning?
That's a 50-year-old word. Like that's a word when you use it at 50, people accept it. Oh, he said stunning. Oh, that's a real dude. Stunning. Like that's a good word to use at 50. 45, that's like, dude pushing it. He shouldn't be using that word yet. Like, somebody would actually come out. It should be like it's a representative that'll pop out if you use the word too early. Like, hey, man, you're too young to use that word. Like, kind of. We're going to get
linguistics.
Yeah.
Officer.
Cop. Yeah. Yeah.
Officer.
Man, well, hey, well, Teddy, man. So, anything else? Because you said you spent too much damn money in D.C., right?
Oh, man, it's expensive as fuck. We went to the little Hispanic fair. They tried to charge us.
And wasn't it a group of gay dudes robbing people and raping them in D.C.? Not saying it happened to you, but I'm just saying, did you?
Yeah, we covered that like two weeks ago.
That was like a month ago. Those Fleece's boys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
The scrotum van.
Man, that was in D.C.
Yeah.
Are you safe? You cool?
Yeah. We were in Rockville, Maryland, man.
So okay.
We was cool, man. We went to the little Latino fair. That was crazy. They was charging hella money
for what this random food.
But look, the price of everything up there is just high,
it
man.
It is, dog. It's hella ridiculous. I was like, dude,
how much were they charging for food?
Dude,
like
so
a cheeseburger.
That's what I was telling them. The first night we got there, I got like a burger and some fries, and that shit was fucking $15.
No way.
No, real talk. Well, we spent $70 the first night.
Damn.
And we got two drinks. She had two small, like the small plate tacos that you get from Hooligans.
Yeah.
And a burger.
$70?
$70. Drinks, minimum drinks is $10.
Teddy said, Teddy wanted to make it very clear that he only had water.
Oh, no, definitely. I was like, agua.
Yeah. For the record, y'all, Teddy's one of the cheapest niggas I know. Yeah. So don't vote because Teddy goes out with us and does cheap shit like that. Then he can be like, so it's only $2 for he be sitting there. Teddy will pull out a motherfucking coin. He pull out a coin purse.
Hey, let me tell you what my first question
got
to the waiter
was. Coin purse.
He got a coin
let me
purse.
Tell you my first question. We got breakfast the next morning.
How
he
much
asked us what we wanted to drink. What was my first question?
Tomorrow. How much is it? How much is it? How much is
so you already know it doesn't matter because I'm gonna get the cheapest thing. If I don't get water and I get a drink, it's gonna be something
Amaretto sour.
No, this morning time. So if I'm looking at juices, I'm looking at coffees, I'm looking at the soft drinks. What's my first question?
Which one costs more?
Mm-mm. Now I'm gluttonous.
Can I get?
I'm gluttonous.
Can I get water with lemon?
What about refills?
Danny,
which one got free refills?
That's my nigga. He know because he do the same thing.
Damn this right. Which one got free refills? Hey, look. Whenever I go out, I promise the guy I do the same thing. I'll be like, let me get a sweet tea. Dude, is it free refills on the team?
then you ask your second question and be like, so what is free refills on?
They be like, all the fountain drinks. You be like, all right, let me get a Sprite. I get a shirt. I try to mix mine up. Can I get a Shirley Temple? Put some cherry stuff in it. All right, I'll do that then. I get a Shirley Temple.
I didn't see Teddy do some country shit. Like, can you bring me some lemons?
Oh, yeah. I get that from my grandfather, dog. I'll make lemonade right in front of you. Just give me water.
They probably be a little bit mad when you do that.
Hell yeah, they mad at you.
Motherfucker, you gonna make some natural lemonade with these free lemons. I should kick this motherfucker cup over. It took you 7 minutes to squeeze all the damn lemons in the cup.
All the cuts in my hands burning like a motherfucker.
Well, shout out. Thank you for everybody for listening, man. Shout out to everybody for supporting the love. Keep emailing us straightolc@gmail.com. As well as straightolc on Twitter, straight out low cash on the Facebook page. Send us some more feedback, all that good stuff. We got two voicemails, but we'll play those next week. I haven't listened to them yet. I hope nobody on there is tripping. Nothing. I just haven't had a chance to listen to them. But they are two of them. So keep filling those in, giving those in. We'll put them on the air for everybody.
What's the number again? Or do you have?
I'm going to pull a number up here now.
You gotta give them the number. So that
the number is 641-715-3900. And our box is 769-558. Just put that number in for the box.
Leave us a message, man.
Leave us some more messages, man. And iTunes, hit us up on iTunes with some more reviews. We appreciate those with the reviews and all the love. So we got a lot of tweets and emails, man. People would thought that me and Teddy had fell out from this past week's show. Over the polo debate. In the Hillary Clinton debate. Somebody was like, man, y'all straight for real? like they was really concerned. Like, me and Teddy was
straight
like,
we was laughing through the whole
I know,
thing
but up. People was like, man, I don't know, man. Y'all niggas seem like y'all might went outside to fight.
Man, nah, nobody.
Nah. And then Javon got probably one of the best jokes of the year about Ben. Everybody was tweeting about Ben Roethlisberger talking about snatching wounds. That Ben Roethlisberger be snatching wounds.
Yeah, snatching
and
wounds.
And we decided that's not rape no more. It's called snatching wounds.
Wounds. Ben Roethlisberger. You could get Big Ben more... the wound snatcher.
Yeah. Dude, you know how many more convictions you could get? If I was a lawyer and I was a prosecuting somebody, I'd be like, the defendant here is snatching wounds.
Oh, that's terrible. Four life sentences.
Dude.
And death penalty.
You can't tell me that the jury wouldn't convict somebody on that. Be like, I'm on I mean.
No, but you gotta say it like, you gotta be a build up. Like, Your Honor, defendant here. No, I'm the prosecuting attorney.
Yeah, you're something, but you so talking about the defendant.
Yeah. So, you know, Your Honor, the defendant here, like I said, just pretty much from just looking at this case, you know, this guy's been snatching wombs for a long time now.
you making a whole full sit. I was going to say, like, and he's snatching wombs.
Hey, real talk, y'all know, did you see I tagged you in that article where that dude actually did that?
Yeah, that was terrible, though.
It's in Florida again. Yeah, another Florida case.
Because she cheated on him something?
Nah,
she said that she had said another dude's name while they were having sex.
It was her ex-husband, and she did it twice. So basically,
did he warn her the first time?
No, they was drunk.
I'm just saying, what if he warned her? Was like, I'm gonna right. snatch your wound up out of you. You said all this right, again. Bitch.
Nah, they.
All right, bitch. I'm like, okay.
it was a couple that was drunk one Sunday morning or some shit like that, and they started having rough sex. And during the rough sex, his girlfriend called out her ex-husband's name twice while they was fucking. Mm. And he said he walked around, started punching shit.
Did I send you that one?
Yeah. He started thinking about it, huh? Yeah.
Right. He started punching shit, went back to having sex.
She did it again.
And then he knocked her the fuck out. No, she was already out. Something like, he said he was driving his elbow into her rib. And then while she was passed out, I want to say it was from the alcohol, he said he shoved his hand up into her vagina, elbow deep, and pulled out her small intestine.
I didn't know you could.
Yeah, let's talk
about
something different, man.
Let's talk about something different. Yeah, I don't even think that's possible. I didn't know that was possible.
Either.
All right, well, so y'all say with Derrick Rose, I think he's supposed to be. They said, you know, they kind of dismissed that. Yeah,
they actually did dismiss it.
I don't know if they dismissed it, but I know they ain't really been. Derrick Rose said that all that was false. That's what Derrick Rose said.
It hasn't got pumped up after that one week. It's nobody, and of course the media. If it was anything close to being
all over Sports Center.
No, they'd have had it all day. They'd have had
that
whole...
been up there with Bill Cosby and stuff. This weekend in black entertainers raping people. We got Bill Cosby and the next, Derrick Rose.
And his protege.
He tore his ACL and apparently he's tearing in the pussy.
Tearing in the pussies too. So mentioning athletes, Seattle Seahawks have a GoFundMe to try to break up Sierra and Russell Wilson.
I think they should.
That's because you want to get with her though.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter what my motive is. I agree. Let's break them up.
Okay, what if Sierra's like, hey, I'm going to beat you, Devon, but you got to slap the shit out of Russell Wilson.
Damn right.
Damn right he going to slap the shit out of Russell Wilson.
What? In front of me?
I slap Russell Wilson.
What? Yes. I would slap the dog shit out of Russell. Talking about she said it?
Yeah.
Damn right. Why not? Okay. What I'm going to lose?
I'm just saying, what if you whoop your ass, though?
But like this, I feel like I can hold my own. I'm gonna say that. I ain't gonna just say how we whoop his ass because you know them little nice dudes, like myself, and then fucks you up in the end. Yeah, you be like, oh my god, I didn't know that he was that crazy. I didn't know he was a Assassin's
Creed. What about Charles Oakley? What if Sierra's like, you got slap shot Charles Oakley?
Okay, my only advantage. Like I'm saying, what I have to do to?
I told you gotta walk up to Charles Oakley, like, man, I don't fuck you, Charles. You gotta slap the shit out of him.
That's different.
But Sierra's standing there. She's standing there behind you.
Look,
like,
Go ahead,
Vine. Let him know.
Nah, look.
So hold on. She's gonna put you in a fucking position because she already telling
Charles.
Charles Oakley
is under 55, man. So it's like that alone.
And Charles Oakley also is
yeah,
no.
That's too young. That's too
but
young.
But when you slap out Russell Wilson though,
before Charles Oakley,
yeah.
Russell, he's nicer than Charles Oakley.
I'm saying Charles Oakley has choked niggas out before.
I said I would get Russell Wilson. I would slap him before I would slap Charles Oakley.
But I'm saying, but if Sierra was sitting there like, baby, I'm gonna give you some of this and lift her dress up, and then you know, sitting on her. But you gotta go slap the shit out of him, man. And keep in mind, while you saying it, he got another nigga up with his one hand choking him.
I'd just probably be like, girl, you don't care about me for real. I'll walk off. You know what I'm saying?
You just gotta, because at that point, because you. Charles Oakley beat up a lot of people.
Man, look at Charles Oakley. He at the age now. Like, I know I got
you my... You got the old man strength?
I got my old man strength now. Like, if I grab somebody, it's over. It's pretty much over. If I can grasp
you. Like, get a good...
Yeah, damn right.
And Charles Oakley grab you. You talking about...
Dude, you talking about somebody who is 6 foot, what, 6'7"?
No, he like 6'9".
Okay.
He was a power forward.
Yeah, that's even worse.
He might be 6'10", with Teddy. You think Charles Oakley about 6'10", maybe? Maybe 6'10"?
Nah, I wouldn't. No.
Well, he taller than Jordan. He was taller than Jordan.
No. He was labeled as 6'9".
Yeah, but I'm saying he's taller than Jordan because Jordan's 6'6".
But they'd be up in cat's height.
But you think Jordan was up? Was 6'6"?
I think MJ was 6'6". I'm pretty sure he was 6'6".
But Oak is taller than Jordan.
But Charles Barkley was shorter than Jordan, though, right?
Charles Barkley's only supposed to be 6'4".
No, he's 6'8".
He says he's like 6'4".
He's ain't no short. 6'6".
He was real short. He was about 6'4", 6'5".
He's somewhere between, about 6'5".
No, man, I met him in person, man.
You short?
Right,
No. I'm talking about he was taller than Thomas, though. And Thomas is 6'6".
You can't be that tall, man.
He was taller than Thomas, man. He was a big-ass dude, man.
Dude, he said it himself. He said, I'm closer to 6". What's it called? He's only...
He said he's 6'4"?
No, he said he's 6'4". On his roster, they had him at 6'6".
Okay.
So they were saying he was a small for power forward, which is why everybody used to give him love. But it gives him that much more credentials if he's 6'4", being a power forward.
Okay, I can give it that. So what do y'all think about this Sierra situation with the Russell Wilson and them trying to break them up?
I mean, I just think that's silly for real. Like, man, they're going to be together. They're going to be together.
And GoFundMe took it down, though, too, just today. Actually, I set this up. They took it down. GoFundMe took it down.
What was the money going to go towards? Hiring somebody to
break them up?
That's impossible.
I mean, I don't know.
So they give me the money, and what if it don't work? Do I got to get the money back to GoFundMe?
No, it's just like any business, you know. You paid for it. It didn't work.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. That's just silly. Russell, I hope the best for him. For real, I mean, I ain't worried about no Sierra. She's fine to me. But, yeah, I mean, I think that Russell Wilson is a cool little match for. I always thought that her and Future, I was like, always kind of like,
That didn't make sense to me.
To me, I think she just was, just trying to go for the street appeal. We're getting with a
street dude.
Yeah, street dude. And kind of try to change him. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Women like that get with a dude, think you're gonna change. Just like dudes, like y'all get with females that might be a hoe, that think you're gonna change.
Damn, he said that kind of real strong. Yeah, might be a hoe.
I'm just saying, like you think you're gonna change that? Like she been fucking everybody in the city, and then you get with her and you be like, she different with me. No, she different with you, cause she ain't getting you that pussy, but she giving it to somebody else. Though I can tell you that right now. So not Russell Wilson, but Future and Sierra, I think she just looked at it like he's with me, and that's it. I know people are doubting it, and you see why. Yeah. Exactly. So, but,
it's stupid. I mean, I think that whole idea is stupid. But right. It's funny. It's definitely funny that somebody, it raised like 50 grand or something like that.
Damn.
Take it down.
They should donate somewhere to like some homeless people or something, yeah, like feeding them for a day or something.
Yeah. All right, next up. A dying police officer claims to have helped stage Tupac's death.
That's deep.
This cop is his name is I had his name. It's like Mark something like Davis. But I'm gonna pull up here. But he claims that Tupac paid $1 million between
1.5 million
between like 4 or 5 officers and maybe 20. He said 20 people know for sure that Pac is alive or whatever, and then he faked his death and he helped him out do it. I don't know, man.
I have my doubt, man.
Just, I mean, if you ended up finding out Pac was alive, you wouldn't be like, oh damn, for real. You'd be like, okay, a part of me kind of could see that.
Yeah,
but he's dead in our eyes. Though we ain't never gonna get no new music from him, so you might as well act like he's
not
dead.
Not even that, but like he's so far removed from right now
I wouldn't know what the fuck to do. I wouldn't even want to hear a Pac album.
His impact wouldn't be the same.
Okay, what if Tupac was still alive and he's like, I'm alive, and I'm coming back out, and they did a DNA test and they found out it was really him.
Nah, I'm saying the music wise the impact.
I'm saying, and I'm gonna drop another album. Do you think people would be crazy for it? I think it'd be no way. I think that motherfucker would go 10 million pre-sales.
They probably would.
Because you know how much a media frenzy that'd be. First of all, a motherfucker came back from the dead and just walked out and is like, "Oh no, I was alive for real, y'all."
But something like this.
I was in Peru.
But something like this, dog. It's all. Hey. It'd be almost like him being in jail, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, did you? Because Pac was the type of dude. Pac was a very he was a socialite. So,
yeah.
Pac talking to everybody and stuff. Could you imagine him sitting back and having to watch all the stuff going on with these, especially with the new rappers and shit that's getting put out now?
And what if he came back? He had like dreads and shit because he had to change his whole look.
I mean, they'd probably be bald in the middle or something. But
you said it like it's a half a dread, half dreads.
Yeah, but I mean. If he did come back,
but I think Tupac was already balding too. I think that's part of the reason he was cut his hair. Yeah,
but I mean, that'd be ill though. If Pac really, but what if he? Hey, what if he put out some dope shit though? Who? What producer would you want to see? What producer would you want to see Pac work with right now? If he came back out,
back with Dre. Yeah. I just keep just go back to the well. Just go. Right. Don't even mess with no new cats. Mess with somebody that can know your sound, know exactly what you need.
Yeah.
And maybe I might even bring Daz back.
I would just say Daz. I'll put Daz on there.
DJ Quick. I get Daz.
Everybody from the West Coast.
Hold on. No, everybody that produced on fucking All Eyes on Me, I would just get up. Well, shout out to Johnny J. He's dead, though.
Hey, wait a minute. What new producer would you want to see work with Pac? I would love to see Kanye West work with Pac.
I think Kanye would be good with him.
With Pac?
Damn right. Kanye it'd be different. Good. It'd be super different. It'd be dope, though, man.
I'm trying to think newer producer.
J. Cole, I would like to see him rap on the J. Cole beat. That'd be different, dog. I can't see Pop rapping on no Timbaland beat.
I like Jake One, but he West Coast too, though.
Yeah, that's a West Coast.
Yeah, I can see Pop on the Timbaland beat. I think it's just there's just so much shit that we probably would never thought of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That come out, you like, damn.
I'll see him on an Alchemist beat.
That'd be a good one.
Alchemist beat, or even Big Crit. Big Crit got some stuff like
that'd be good too.
What a Big Crit produced album with Pac and Scarface. A Pac and Scarface album produced by Big Crit.
Man, that shit'll go 10 million pre-sales.
She trying to pair all people up with Pac. But it is some producers I would like to see, see Pac with. I'd say Kanye West probably be the.
I mean, what about, I would have loved to have seen it if you did someone in general, Pac on a J Dilla beat.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Yeah. Pac would have got real.
Who did that? Ain't nothing like the old school.
That dude for love.
That's a J Dilla beat?
He originally did that. He didn't get credit for it.
So who got credit for that beat?
I can't remember.
So he ghost produced for somebody else?
Yeah.
For that, I did not. Do for Love was J Dilla beat.
Damn.
Now if you go back and listen to it.
I was just thinking. Yeah. Right when you said it, made me that. Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom. The drums.
Doom, 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 doom. Yeah. That's dope, dog. I never even tripped off of that. That's dope.
Dang.
Well, shoot.
You had to bring back Quincy Jones, son, too. QD3 did a lot of Pox beats back on Machiavelli. That was
Quincy Jones tried to fuck Pop.
That's just supposed.
I heard that lie. I heard he was trying to push in a lot of cats.
Yeah, but I think he was more trying to see what was up with him because he was fucking his daughter.
Okay.
He was fucking Kadada. That was his gal when he died.
Straight up.
Yeah.
She got him tattooed on her arm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She got him tattooed. Tretch got Pac tattooed on his arm.
Dude, for the record, I don't mean to rehash another conversation we had, but I want to add this Tupac to the pantheon of players of all time, along with Prince.
Madonna.
No, I'm talking about
all the chicks he done, baby.
Yeah, dude, he was messing with Yo-Yo too, man.
For real.
I watched her unsung. She was like, yeah, me and Pac used to kiss all the time and do it, so I'm assuming Pac hit. Somebody, we used to kiss all the time and hang out and stuff. She's admitting this.
Right.
This ain't like no... Rumor, Rosie Perez,
Jada Pinkett.
And this is the thing, though.
Hold on, it was somebody. It's somebody else, too, that used to mess with Pac.
It's Jasmine Guy. Jasmine Guy used to mess with Pac. Yep. Dude, it was a lot, man, that was back then, man. A lot of people.
I thought Madonna was rumored.
I think that's damn near confirmed.
They did a song together and everything.
Okay. Oh, Left Eye was one another one.
I ain't
what you call
eye.
Is Can You Get Away? It's for Left Eye. When she was fucking with Andre Rison. That song is dedicated to Left Eye, dog. That is for Left Eye.
Talking about some.
Can You Get Away?
Talking about some. What's wrong with you? You see your eye?
That's for Left Eye.
Ever since I met you, I see your man don't understand. All he does is stress you. Hey, the reason I know that song is because
used
I
used to play it for chicks.
No. Me and Jordan, me and my homeboy Jordan, we took the lyrics and wrote them down. And we took the lyrics and used them to write a letter. Like he had a chick he was messing with, He wrote, he used Pac lyrics.
So hold on, hold on. So y'all niggas, took Tupac lyrics and wrote it and act like it was y'all words.
Damn right.
So you took out the parts about beating on people and stuff. Though
we just took whatever went with how we felt about the chick. We took that part of the song out.
This and y'all niggas had to sit there and keep rewinding because this is before lyrics.com and shit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had to keep listening to it and like, yeah, man. I know she probably read mine like, what the fuck?
She probably heard the song later on, like maybe 10 years later. It was like, this sound familiar.
Nah, because one thing, I don't care nobody say, women weren't listening to them, like certain Pac, women weren't listening to Pac, like.
But can you get away as a female kind of song? I know a lot of chicks that like that song.
Yeah, me too.
Nah, they weren't listening to Pac like me, dog. Straight up. Not the females I was talking to back then. Y'all got to think, I had moved out to the county. So, like, when we went to the county, yeah, it was a lot of little females who wasn't.
They weren't listening to none of that.
Hell no, buddy. Hell no. So, Pac, thank you. It didn't work, I don't think.
Yeah, but Can You Get Away is for Left Eye.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
For Left Eye. That song is for Left Eye, man.
Because Left Eye was in the Temptations video, wasn't she?
Yeah.
She was in Temptations. And Pac was in that,
Pac was in a lot of stuff.
Hold on. No, he was in Salt and Pepper video.
Yeah, he was in Salt and Pepper video. He was also in the end of Natural Born Killers, too.
With Ice Cube and.
He's the dude that shoots him.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Sorry, keeping it moving.
Wait a minute. What's Pac's first movie you ever seen him in?
Nothing But Trouble?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, with Digital Underground when they did the same song.
Yep.
I remember, this is how. Like hip hop influenced our lives so much. I only wanted to see that movie because the song, the Digital Underground, was in there. That's the only reason I wanted to see.
Hey, look, I love that song.
I told my mom, I want to go see that.
Yeah.
I ain't know shit about the movie.
I just
knew the Digital Underground was in there, and I wanted to see them. And they was in the movie, like performing that song in the movie. I heard.
I just know people was trapped in their house. I can't even remember.
I don't even remember what it was.
Dan Aykroyd.
Is Dan Aykroyd in
there? Chevy Chase.
I knew Chevy. Okay, Chevy Chase.
John Candy, was he in there?
Was Danny DeVito in there?
Yeah, he wanted.
Danny DeVito was in there. I think.
No, not Danny DeVito was in there.
Oh, was it Joe Pesci? Was.
Well, no, Joe Pesci. It was somebody short there, man.
I think it was John Candy. I think he was playing the big guys.
He was. No, Dan Aykroyd was playing. He played.
Okay. Was John Candy in there then?
Maybe he did.
You're right. It was Dan Aykroyd.
He played multiple characters.
Yeah.
But it was because they kept. It had something to do with him owning a junkyard, and they kept, anybody he. Like, I don't know. Ran the speed limit or something like that, had to go to court. Mm. But Dan Aykroyd and them, like, were the court system. Mm. And so they were keeping people trapped in their house to do, like, stuff before they would let them out. And Chevy and Chase, what's the name in that movie? God, what's her name?
I'm Googling it now.
Demi Moore?
It was a woman that's pretty popular now.
I thought it was Demi Moore that was in that movie.
I'm pulling it up now.
Yeah. The cast of.
Mm-hmm.
Cast of what was the name? Nothing but trouble.
Yep. Because
I remember them performing in the basement.
Yeah, because they performed that song with the why was they? Yeah, okay. Dan Aykroyd directed it. Demi Moore is in it.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, John Candy, and Demi Moore. Damn, this is a bad movie, dude.
Was like horrible.
9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
But Rotten Tomatoes wasn't even out then.
I'm saying that means people re-reviewing it. Okay, on IMDb is 4.8.
That's almost a 5.
I mean, I'd say that movie really don't have a whole lot of replay value, but it's just the fact that all them people was in
it. It might be nostalgic for the. It's almost like Garbage Pail Kids.
I've never seen that movie before.
You never saw Garbage Pail Kids?
It's a horrible movie.
A million times.
Did you watch it within the last 15 years of your life?
Where would you even find it?
I saw it on come on regular cable maybe like 10 years
ago. You probably can watch it on YouTube though.
You have to go out there and think about it. I'm just saying, like, I remember watching that hell of time.
Damn, this movie flopped. It had a $40 million budget and it only made $8 million.
Damn!
Nothing But Trouble.
Yeah,
$40 million in. Damn! That was like what? 93?
That's 91. That was 91. A hell of a budget
that's
in 91.
Super big.
So that's 15. No, I'm doing math. 24 years ago.
Yeah.
And hold up, think about inflation. A movie back in those days, $40 million budget was like getting $100 million, dog, on a movie. That's like Bad Boys 2 type.
That's
budget.
That's when niggas was getting money though. You remember early 90s? Coming in off of Clinton.
That's why we ain't never seen Dan Aykroyd direct no other movies.
They was like, oh, fuck no.
I think we should click on that. Because I'm pretty sure, I bet he's probably directing shit we've never seen or...
Oh, no. They ain't give him no more chances. He did the screenplay, too.
Nah, nigga. If your boy M. Night Shyamalan can get several
But he chances. Having, he got a fun, oh, he been having the fun all this shit on his own.
Nah, he didn't do another Airbender.
I'm saying, but he's been having the fun.
He didn't fund Airbender.
This last movie he did, he had the fun. It was like a, this was his last movie he just came out with, like, a week or two ago. That was like independently funded.
But he's always done
You talking about the dude who made Airbender?
Yeah.
No, the guy that directed it.
The movie.
Yeah. The movie.
Yeah.
The movie version.
He did Signs. He did The Sixth Sense.
Okay. I mean, so he had some cool movies under his belt, though, before then.
But so did I feel like Dan Aykroyd probably got some producer credits because he was with...
On the level of Signs and Sixth Sense, because both of them movies to me was real good.
But you got to think about it. It was like Ghostbusters because he was with Harold...
But did he write Ghostbusters or produce it?
I said he might got some executive producer because they got...
Yep, last movies ever written or directed.
For real?
And they've never gave him a chance ever motherfucking again.
$40 million, dog?
And they only made $9 million? Ooh. Dude, look at this. Okay, I'm going to start. You're going to see. Only movie, he was a writer on Coneheads, but that was him in that. And that was that. And that was basically... And
that
all,
popped, though.
But all Coneheads was his damn... The sketch he did from Saturday Night Live.
Right, yeah.
So I don't even... Nothing but Trouble. 91, and ain't nothing else that he directed.
Hold on.
So he just probably been chilling on that Ghostbusters money. No, he ain't even got on Ghostbusters money. He ain't wasn't in Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters. Yes, he was.
Chevy Chase?
No, it's about Dan Aykroyd is who we talking about.
Okay, I'm tripping.
Dan Aykroyd directed it.
Oh, Dan Aykroyd did that. I don't think you're talking about Chevy Chase.
How do you know what is what? It just says
no, you got to see what the notes over here tells what they did and what they didn't.
Yeah, so he was a writer on Ghostbusters. Right. Why he got paper.
Yeah, but go after.
Damn, he was in Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Me neither.
He was a cameo appearance in there at the beginning.
He had to be. Dan Aykroyd.
Mm-hmm.
Look, think back in the day, dog, of the people we saw when they were actually young. We've seen Tom Hanks. Since he was young.
He was in The Bachelor. Remember the movie The Bachelor?
Remember Big?
Big.
Writer and producer, Blues Brothers.
What year is that?
98. Okay. With him and James Belushi. Right, okay. Yeah. And that popped.
But Blue
in 98?
No. But I'm saying director. They ain't let him direct shit ever again. They ain't let him direct.
Look, right here, he directed this thing with Kenan and Kale. On Nickelodeon.
I let him direct that Johnny Lindoff commercial. Unaccredited.
But Darryl, think how big, like you said, think of how much $40 million was.
Dude, I'm gonna give you a perspective.
That's probably like $100 million.
If I got $40 from you, I was like, I'm gonna flip this for you real quick, and I come back with $8, you might not be my friend no more.
I'm like, fuck no, you ain't getting none of my money no more, dog.
Dude, yeah. I was like, if you gave me like, I'm gonna give me 40, man. Or say we went to casino, and I'm like, yo, I'm you know, I'm good at crafts, man. Give me that 40, man. I'll be able to flip this for us real quick. You're like, cool, yeah, D, I got you, boom. And I come back, $8. This is all I got left, though, G.
Dude.
Nigga, we going home. We leaving, nigga. I
never saw this. You ever see this?
See
original
what?
Arrow?
What is that?
The original Arrow, Bat TV series?
Yeah.
I heard about it. I looked it up
before. Hey, have y'all heard anything? Y'all heard anything else about the Ninja Turtles movie? The Ninja Turtles 2 movie?
No, I haven't heard that much about it.
I only thing I heard is Bebop and Rocksteady are going to be in it.
Yeah.
And
Baxter Stockman.
Yeah. I heard it with Jamie Foxx or something like that.
No, Tyler Perry.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Tyler Perry's playing Baxter.
Yeah.
What about that Superman Batman movie? Y'all heard anything about that?
That's gonna be off the chain.
You think so? They come out in what 2016, right?
Mm-hmm, like April, May, something like that.
2016.
Mm-hmm. Oh no, okay. March. It's March. It's late March.
So in a few months, it's gonna be coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I've been playing that Batman video game at Arkham Knight.
I haven't even got into it.
It's
ridiculous. I'm talking about, dude, you can drive a Batmobile all the time through the whole game. The Batmobile turns from the Batmobile into a damn tank. You press the L trigger, it'll turn into a tank and be looking around. You let go of the trigger, it go back into a car. It's dope, man. It's super dope. Make you feel like a real superhero. I want to fight crime.
All right, we finna already go to break. We'll be back in a second. Straight Outta Low Cash.
Peace.
Welcome back, Straight Outta Low Cash. We back. All right. Raw Gnaw's up. This first one is a woman. Supposedly this is supposed to be Young Jock's girlfriend, our ex-girlfriend.
What?
Caucasian lady.
Okay.
Her name is Robin Fly. Her song she's got on here. The people from her crew sent it to us via email. It's called Fuck Your Couch.
Damn.
Featuring Cap One and Shawty Low.
Okay.
So, you know, fuck your couch. You know, y'all know how it's gonna be.
Fuck your motherfucking couch. Jumping on the couch and I don't give a fuck. I told the bouncer what's up. And I shot him a dub. I told him my red bottoms don't belong on the floor. Got 10 bad bitches with me trying to find more. I got Molly, I got white, I got purple all night. Time for it, I can't see ya, all the haters out of sight. I'm stopping, nobody can stop me. I'm fucking up all the upholstery. Don't give a fuck what nobody else told me. All of these bitches is claiming they know me. I'm blowing, I'm rolling up my weed. I'm tripping, I'm leaning on codeine. Ain't nobody got nothing on me. Whoa. Wait a minute, just found out we already smoked a pound. Choking on that Oscar the Grouch while I'm screaming, fuck your couch. Me and all my people blowing smoke up in the air. Popped about 30 bottles, got everybody staring. I'm posted in the VIP. Standing on the furniture, I'm killing all these cushions. They call me the couch murderer. Fuck your couch, 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 fuck your motherfucking couch. Fuck your couch, 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 fuck your motherfucking couch.
I wanted to say nigga though. Fuck your couch, nigga.
I don't think. But I don't know, man. She kind of seemed like she's trying to, a little bit, I guess, bite off Tiffany Fox a little bit.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me.
Yeah.
And that's why I want Tiffany to spit, because everybody got that same kind of style right now.
Yeah.
I'm doing that same. And then,
well, what do we get this on? Raw or no?
Before we go into that, y'all know Cap One can actually spit for real. I don't know what the fuck he's. You know he's from Chicago.
Yeah. Which one is Cap One?
The first dude. He had that song with Cannabis called Ladies and Woolies. It's a dope-ass song.
Straight up.
Because he was signed to... I forgot who.
So he just on her bullshitting, is what you're telling us.
Yes. That's not how he raps for real, because he got a song with Shauna that's called Shy City's Finest that was on his album. That's crazy dope. This came out like 2000.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, I guess he went out of Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Because I know he signed to 2 Chainz. So he started fucking with 2 Chainz, and then, you know, this whole style changed up with this. But Cat One can spit for real if he really wanted to spit. But the song, if you want to peep it, is called Ladies and Woolies with Cap One featuring Cannabis. Pretty, it's probably the best club Cannabis song ever, you know. So, but what do you got on this tip?
I'm gonna give this one a low or. I mean, I give it a regular or. I mean, I can hear it in the club, but is it? I mean, I think it's just like everything else. Especially now that you're telling me this about him and he has the ability. And this, you know, he doing this.
Yeah.
This,
you know, that's all over for me. Reminisce.
I'm gonna go with a low or.
Low or something.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, these are better ratings than I thought it would be. Javon?
I'm giving it a no. A hell no. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it at all.
I'm going to give it a high no. Only because Shorty Low said money.
Money.
And I have, for some reason, I have an affinity for Shorty Low. I don't know what. It's something about this nigga that just. Because he's able to live in hip hop. And it's like, damn, man. You know. Why not? Fuck it. High no, though. A high no. From me. Next up, we have Chez Boy. Song's called Money.
Money!
Got to get this money. Get this money. I gotta get this money. Get this money. I got to get this money. We get it from them Ziploc bags. Them dollars, they cash. We started with them sandwich bags. Dreams of that money, gon' stack to the ceiling.
I mean, not to be homoerotic here, but this is a real question, though, man. How many motherfuckers really sitting with no shirt off standing next to their boy, though, cooking crack?
That's super uncomfortable right there.
You know what's funny? Would we be asking this question if this was like 15 years ago?
Yes.
We ain't seen no movies.
No. Other hood movies, they'll have at least a wife beat her on.
That's true.
These niggas have no shirt on.
At least one of them will have a shirt on.
At least one of them is sensible. But no, you got to think about Chief Keef video where everybody ain't got no shirt on and shit.
Yeah.
It's a new wave. Come on, guys. Let's take our shirts off.
Pause it again, real. Who's like,
which one was reluctant to take their shirt off? But he was like, "We both should take our shirt off." No,
it's
no.
Be the dude in the red.
The one in the red is the one that didn't want
to
take.
Cat. Nah, he didn't want to.
Nah. I think both of them came there with their shirts off and they were tripping out who gonna put their shirt on. And both of them said, "Nah,
man.
I ain't put mine on."
Fucking snitch, but I just might kill him. Passionate for my fatty. I'll shoot your ass just cause I'm fucking petty. I'll pull your bitch just cause she fucking pretty. Broke ass nigga, how she end up with me?
What happened?
Get this money. Got to get this money. Get this money. I gotta get this money. Get this money.
Yeah. Alright, that's cool. That's cool.
Hold on. Wow. For the rec, niggas ad libs are hilarious. What he say? Drop down to the floor, pussy.
Yeah.
Think about some nigga had to rap that. Then go behind his own shit and drop
worse.
His own ad libs.
No. Imagine this, written on a piece of paper. Somebody took the time to.
Mine. Let me see.
I said M.
No,
that's on the first line. M U N. Next line. N E Y.
No. E E E E E. Money. Knee. Okay, that's how I like it right there. we got to rate it though, man. I'm giving it a hell no. What'd you give it there?
Hell no.
Hell, not even on the rating scale.
Hell no.
Okay. It's pretty. You know,
what was the dude's name?
It don't matter. Keep going.
Chez the boy.
I thought it was like a Bloods and Crip reunion or something.
I did think it was some gang something going on right there, but nah, I wasn't fucking with that, man.
Wow. All
right. Next up, we got Tech N9ne featuring E40 and Chris Calico. No K.
Okay. Just another way, me and my crew say no way. Or it's not okay when I got the bottles pay. And somebody you don't know that wanna swallow say, I don't got no grip but wanna sip.
Okay.
Can I take your blunt right to my lips?
Okay.
Broke ass always begging me, that's no okay. You don't understand then, bitch, no way. Just see you ballin', gotta tell him no okay. Looking like a money bag, smelling Dolce. I'm hungry looking at you like the fella Chipotle. All you gotta tell him, run the hell and go play. We flyin', you tryin' to get a check, sit next to who's buyin'. She wanna sex a vet, never request the net. And love check, protect, but you lyin'. Hey, and that's no K. Get away and the bitch best obey. Tryna use sex to get your way, but the greed negated everything that hoe say. And she played out like expose. Tryna get quality time like Les Crochet. Got me thinking of chinning some underhanded women, but I never hit a woman, so I'm a fetch so late. And Genuine said, that's no K. Saying if you got your hand out, stop your damn mouth. I ain't finna give her none of my pay, no way, no how, no what.
What?
Bitch, I don't give my fuck.
Give fuck.
This paper over pussy, P.O.P.
P.O.P.
Celebrity get everything for free.
Free.
If you can't swim, you gon' drown. Throw a bitch up in the air and break her flesh, she hit the ground.
No K, no K.
No K,
no K. No K.
This ain't Broadway, no play.
From the track, from the cage, from the soil, from the mud.
From the mud.
Where is hella hate?
No love.
No love.
No suckers allowed in my cap. And hell no, you can't hit my weed, you tramp.
Wanna stand on the stage? No K, you can't.
You
can't.
Ride on my bus? No K, you can't.
Why you always got your hand out? All you do is pout like a woman. Grown man act like niggas owe you something. Habitual lie, always lying for net. Start a lot of shit and be the first one running.
No K.
No K.
Probably told on hella niggas in the gang.
In the gang.
Like Jose.
Jose.
AK.
AK-47
to a nigga Brian. Get him out the way.
No K. That's what I say when I don't really wanna. Say that it's alright.
No.
No K. That's what I tell you when I ain't just trying to talk to you all night. No.
He just ruined the joint.
Talking about the dude then?
Yeah, the singer dude.
They didn't need him.
Without the singer, let's rate this song. Let's go with you first, Rim.
I'm going to Or.
Okay.
I'm going to Or.
Okay.
I'm with Rim. I'm going to give it Or. I give it Or.
All right. Teddy?
I agree. I give it a high Or. I think it's cool. Definitely without the singer, though.
I'm going to give it a Raw. I liked it a lot. I like Tech N9ne was spitting on there. E40 did what he'd normally do, you know, just kind of with the linguistics and slanguage. I liked it. I like it a lot. I'm going to Raw. Tech Nine.
That sounded like an E40 B2. That yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. Next up, we got TJ. His song is called On and On. Dude's only 12 years old.
I get this a raw dog. Like I'm saying, I would let my son could bump this. Like the song itself, it's in the positive message. My son could bump it. I'll get this a raw dog. I will bump this. I will put this, play this in the car while I'm riding. Raw. I'm giving this a raw. 12 years old. Javon Bibbs will ride to this.
All right. Rim, what you got?
Definitely had to go with a raw on that one. Kind of remind me of some y'all remember Illegal.
Yeah,
it might be something like that. Definitely raw.
Raw. All right. I'm gonna go with. Did you say yours, Ted?
No.
Okay, go with yours, Ted.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with I definitely gonna get a raw. That's why I tagged you when I first heard it. It's almost like if somebody had a kid and trained them.
No, I actually had to figure this out. I was trying to figure out if this was really him or not, because it sounds like Shaheen.
It sounds like Shaheen.
It does sound like Shaheen.
I was Shaheen locked up though. So, right,
but I'm talking about a younger, like actually Shaheen when he was younger. I was trying to find out if that was actually a freestyle from Shaheen, and they just dubbed it over. I didn't have time to really look up to see, but it sounds fucking like Shaheen.
Everybody on the comments, somebody would have said something about it. I read some of the comments.
Oh, and nobody said that's what I was looking for. Nobody said something.
Nobody said anything like that.
Right?
Because I was wondering that. I was like,
it did sound like Shaheen though.
It sound just like Shaheen. He sounded exactly like Shaheen.
Would you say it ran raw?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to raw on that one.
All right, next up we got Lil Dicky, featuring Snoop Doggy Dogg, called Professional Rapper.
I like this nigga, dog.
Man, you supposed to tell your opinion before the song, man. You got
couldn't contain myself.
Right with you. Grab a seat.
Thanks, I'm Dave. Very nice to meet.
Dave, what it do? You can call me dog. Let me just check your sheet.
No problem, sir. Let me just say, I'm a big fan of the shit that y'all made. I can't lie, I've been thinking about this all day.
All good, there's a reason that we call Dave. Let me start with your background, where you come from.
Sure, I was undergrad down there in Richmond.
Before that.
Are you talking about my hometown?
Yeah.
I was born out of Philly, grew up in a little silly old town called Cheltenham. That's in the suburbs, upper middle wealth around.
So real shit, you ain't never had to struggle for much?
I wouldn't say it like that. We just had a different kind of trap.
Elaborate.
Well, I ain't never had a tool, but I had to be the man of school, like I was doing shit I had to do. So when I finished undergrad, I'm cool and I could get whatever job I wanted.
But the job you wanted wasn't all that bumping.
Yeah, and I saw quick all the flaws that be coming when you grow like that. When you've been racing them rats, you ain't been making them raps.
Boo-hoo, what a hardship. How you pay to get the rap shit started?
Man, my bar mitzvah for money, but don't diss me, buddy. I wasn't one of them youngins up on the block who had nothing to lose. I must have wanted this a lot, I had something to choose.
Look at that, I can see there's something to prove up in your ass.
Yeah, I guess.
That's enough of the past. What makes you wanna do rap?
Oh my God, it's the best. Bitches let me drop on their breasts. Literally, I can reinvent myself. I get a form to project myself. It's never boring. Every morning I wake up and try to best myself. I never gotta be suppressed or stealthy to express myself. It's kinda healthy.
Cool, now let me put you through a couple hypotheticals.
Sure.
In a club and a couple niggas threaten you.
I wouldn't do shit, and I don't even get what they gotta do with this.
Shut the fuck up. Rap's like life. If you wanna do this, then you won't get far acting like a little bitch.
Nah, that's my niche. Don't get offended by this, but that's the market y'all miss. That's the target I'll hit, and that's the heart of my pitch. I wanna do this whole thing different.
The fuck you mean you wanna do the whole thing different?
You know, I think, like, you know, traditionally people have been doing the job, you know, the same kind of way for a long time.
But traditionally speaking, this shit works, right?
No, I get that, but I just think, like, you know, you don't know if it could be working even better. And I think you should look at me as an opportunity to find that out.
So what are your biggest strengths?
Well, my flow is crazy. I can switch that amazing. For example, I could be like, ain't nobody fucking with a diggy when he get up on this shit and spit his ticket ridiculous. Ripping this shit like it's never been did, and the rhythm is never predictable, cause I can switch it, deliver this shit in whatever cadence you bitches prefer.
Alright, I get it.
Top of that, lyrically, I'm pretty damn clever.
Go.
Got a long bottom bitch called a hoe Neville.
Bro.
And I blow it from the junk, Derrick Rose knee.
Oh.
You can say I'm pretty smart, how I know better. And y'all been winning like Vistorius, it's no feat. Bro, I could go on and on, I'm taking over and they mad like father-in-laws.
Okay, enough of the punchline. That ain't showing me you different than the other guys.
Well, I don't know if they can run it like that, but ain't nobody else doing funny tight rap.
What's that?
Well, I could tell a story about my morning watching Boy Meets World and jerking off to the Pangalorm. It's like the 14-year-old of Panga.
Oh, this shit like a joke to you? I don't get it.
Nah, it ain't like that. I just happen to be a nutty, abundantly funny type of individual, like as a guy. So when I get up on the mic, I ain't finna just lie. Real recognize real, right?
Yeah, I guess. So what you trying to do 5 years from now? Tell me about the dude.
Well, I don't care about the money, like it's the respect that I'm wanting. Honestly, I just want to be one of the greats, but I gotta bring a poya up every debate. I don't want to lead the game the same.
In a nutshell, what's your legacy?
Well, I want to be the dude that came in and made a stand-up rap with the random rap and a man like that. For the people that was anti-rap, yeah, the fans of rap started to recognize the anti-rap is ironically one of the real brands of rap left.
That shit sound pretty damn complex.
I guess I want to be the best, I just want to do it my way and turn a whole game sideways and show people you ain't gotta be resigned to the highway. You can make a path while these motherfuckers drive straight.
I ain't mad at that.
Well, thanks, man, that's my plan of attack. Just let me in and I'ma rap the plaques, and I ain't about to win them back to back. I'm about to win them like it's back to back to back to back to back till I stop rapping.
We back. Straight out, okay.
Oh, we back. Yeah, okay, we back. Darryl
just started
double dutching before we could even start jumping.
All right. Let's. We got some heavier topics to get into. Man, did y'all know Waka Flocka is getting conscious?
Yep.
Yes.
I knew that, but didn't we cover him like six months to a year ago?
We said he was getting cooler.
No.
But I didn't know he was getting conscious. No,
he was getting conscious.
Rhyming-wise, though, his rhyming, remember he started rhyming?
No, his rhyming got better. That's what we did on Raw. We hit him on Raw
now. No, yeah, we hit him on Raw now, but we had played... There was another interview that we did. I thought I tagged on it, but he was talking... Because he was talking about the shit he was rhyming about. It was on some completely different shit.
Yeah, this... I don't even know what the fuck to say.
Oh, you impressed?
Yeah, I thought I would see him riding that shit out. I'm just gonna be the trap hood nigga and just ride that out.
But there's a million
like Shorty Low. I could see him being the big Shorty Low.
Not relevant no more.
That's true. I mean, yeah, it's in Bankhead. You know what he's saying? Bankhead,
money.
Yeah, I mean, short and long.
Nah, I was really impressed with the interview, man. I'm happy to see somebody's like perspective
evolve.
Yeah, well,
nobody's evolve, fucking change, because it's not evolving. His is changing.
I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, I think it's just the way that he was speaking about, you know, traveling to, like him being international, kind of put a lot of shit in perspective for him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you got to think about it. Just like we were talking about the dude before with the song Money. Money. Gotta get this money. Waka Flocka had to actually write lyrics down. He probably sat there and looked at it sometimes like, the fuck is this? It's like Homeboy, you said somebody sat there and wrote money 15 times. Or not even money, money. We get this money five times. And then, what do you say? Get down on the ground.
You know what's sad,
pussy,
though? You know what's really bad? You know the little light-skinned dude that was probably in, that was up on the video?
The one that does not look like he's supposed to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. Him, he was probably a feature on there, and he probably cold as fuck. But nobody can make it through that first bit, like that first three minutes to get to him to know that he tight as a motherfucker.
And you know what's fucked up even worse? He's probably the dude, the original was probably have him first, like the engineers probably, we gonna put Craig first.
Nigga. I put the money up.
Yep, exactly.
I put the money up.
And the song is called Money. So and you ain't put... No, he said, and nigga, what did you put up? No money.
Ergo, nigga. Big word.
Right.
I go first.
For two verses.
Two verses and the
hook. Matter of fact, you just stand in the video. You on a remix.
Yeah. Intellectual genius, you gonna have
intellectual
to
intellectual genius.
You gonna go last.
The only reason he was rapping because they was in the class together.
No, that nigga three grades behind him. He doing his homework.
we got to get you out of high school, man. You 20.
Hey, nigga, fucking these hoes.
All right.
Man, you got to get you out of high school. You went to class with one of your substitute teachers.
Like, man, just graduate, man. All right, next up, Iggy Azalea gets dropped by T.I.
Well, but... Oh, so she wasn't ever signed to T.I., though. So
she was signed to Grand Hustle Management.
Grand Hustle, yeah.
No, she said, well, she said in one interview before,
she's not on a label, but she was signed to a management
company. She said they're publishing, something about them
production,
publishing.
The production deal, same thing as management deal.
Okay.
It's like, production deal is like back in the day when, like, remember when Eric Sermon and Parrish had not the Death Squad, what was it, but it became Death Squad when they broke up, but they was called something else, something squad. And it was Redman, Dos FX, Keith Murray, and K Solo.
Okay.
And they were on a production deal under them.
Hold on, K Solo, he used to look like Redman a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a real light skinned Redman, basically.
Okay.
With a raspy voice that can't rap for real. Like, I didn't like it. That one song he had, Get Your Mind, Tell Your Mom's Mind of Business.
Yeah, I remember the cut.
And that was whack. But that was a production deal that's up under there. That's how a lot of people get dicked on their money, too, because they have a production deal, and then somebody got a label deal, and then somebody got a subsidiary label deal. Okay. So it's like three different people that's cutting the check off your shit sometimes, back in the day at least. Mm-hmm. Even now, potentially, too. But that's what she was she's in a production deal. / management deal with Grand Hustle. Well, not no more, because T.I. said he got tired of defending her and with the Q-tip stuff. I guess her going back and forth with Q-tip, he said that was the last straw.
Yeah, it's like sometimes, man, you gotta know when to bow. I think Iggy Azalea, not to take up for her, but I think she kind of felt like she was in a corner or something, man. Because that comes with the territory with what you do. You know what I'm saying? As an entertainer, you can't respond or feel like everything is personal.
But I think she could have helped herself out, though, a lot. But she didn't do anything, like, a lot of stuff to embrace, like, hip-hop.
No, she didn't.
Like, she'd have did a song with, like, MC Light or something, and, like, I'm going to bring you... Not saying she had to, but I'm saying she could have weathered that storm a lot.
Yeah.
or not even have... Like,
just had him,
like,
in a video.
Yes!
Do have Missy Elliott on the
yep.
song with you or something.
Yep.
Like, if that, like, you know, at this level... I wonder, because do you think she can reach out to Missy Elliott now? At this point?
It would look like she was pandering
now.
Yeah,
now it would look like
yeah.
she was pandering.
But had she done
if
that...
If she did that right when people was like, we don't know about this white girl, Missy on the next one song. I'd have went back in the studio and did this song, Missy, right then, right when people were like, I don't know about this fancy song. She kind
of... The Best of Both Worlds album with Missy.
Yep. That'd have been...
Both Worlds.
Or she'd been on a remix. So Missy fancy. Right. There'd have been some Missy shit on there. Right on the
hey,
next
man,
remix.
But for Iggy Azalea, I remember when I first heard her, dude, she wasn't that... Even... I heard some recent shit where she was at a concert, and she was like, I'm in the pow, time. Like, you couldn't tell what the fuck she was saying.
No, you know they caught her on that shit, right?
What you mean?
It was a Kendrick Lamar cut from... what the fuck was it?
It's called, like... Something related to Detox.
Yeah. It was on his 8080. Yeah.
Destroyed that shit.
Yeah.
And she took his big...
old Kendrick. This is before
Kendrick. No,
like, K died when he's K died.
This is when, like, between K died
and Kendrick. Yeah.
So what, she spit his verse?
She spit his entire verse.
And it sounded like a motherfucker singing something foreign. It sounded like a motherfucker speaking something foreign, but it's in actuality Kendrick shit, like... You guys gotta listen to it.
I'm gonna see if I can find it on YouTube. Though.
Man, like, I gotta hear that.
When
man.
I say this, I'm nigga, if I can pull it up. And like I said, this is probably God.
She raps his exact lyrics.
Like, he should try to change.
But
shit
but
around,
you can't.
But
you
know for a fact. And when you hear it,
when you hear it, there's no.
When you
doubt.
Say when you hear no Kendrick shit, and then you hear hers, you be like, oh, dog, this some bullshit. Like,
yeah, no, exactly. No, like you be like, nigga, come on.
Straight up.
And you can understand.
What is the name? What's the name of the Kendrick song? I want to hear.
I'm gonna see if I can find.
Like coming to detox or some shit like that.
But this is way. This is, you said, but this section before Section 80.
Yeah. Probably between Overly Dedicated
yeah.
and
Section
80. Yeah. It's like
right
between there.
I got my iPod right here. Ain't that something? Okay, she bullshitting there, man. She
yeah,
bullshitting.
Course,
yeah,
of course.
That's like that's an unwritten law. But you don't do that, man. Like, you know, spit it like you wrote it. Now she was to say. I love this Kendrick Lamar
verse.
Yeah,
it's called Look Out for Detox. Here we go, right here.
When I say that bit nigga spit his ass off, bro.
Is the beat cold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything about it cold.
Hold on, I want to hear it. I want to hear at least part of it. Who you got, Sprint?
So Overly Dedicated?
Yeah, hit skip.
Is it on Overly Dedicated? Look out for Detox. Oh, he had a music video with this too.
I'm gonna listen to it, man. Yeah. But that you saying Iggy Azalea
spits that.
That's
same
the verse that she spit.
Hold on, hold on. I'm just telling you.
That's a good segue.
Hey, come on, man.
Like they got a straight. Like someone put a whole video together, like a side by side.
Oh damn!
Like, you see, watch. That part you could really tell if you listen to further on the song.
She's like, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe she
Listen.
Took that dude verse and tried to go out there.
Yeah. Come on, hold on, dog. But wait a minute. Hey.
Wow.
Dude. She straight. I'm talking about.
She straight stole that dude.
She rapped it like she wrote it. Like.
And you didn't even hear the rest of the actual Kendrick verse.
Yeah.
The rest of the Kendrick verse gets better and better and better. Hers gets worse and worse and worse. And then she tried to play it off.
But like, you see where she did it.
I think she tried to, like, mess the words up a little bit or not let you hear the words
like
clear
distort
on
them.
Purpose. Yeah, distort the words on purpose because it was a chance. Like, why wouldn't you be like, shout out to Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? He one of my biggest influencers. If she'd have went into something like that, one of his verses that really touches me, or one of his songs, like, and did it like that, and, like, kind of gave Kendrick props, they probably still would have cheered and shit, because they love Iggy Azalea.
No, but it was like, she looked like she was in Australia doing that shit.
Man, she straight, but no, she didn't even say, like, this ain't my shit. She just went right into it.
She said, I ain't doing it. Like, this is, like, you know how R&B singers, they be like, y'all remember the oldie, but Googie, but they doing some real song, they be like, we finna do some Smokey, y'all.
Yeah.
It'd be like, they was coming out just doing, it'd be like D'Angelo's coming out just doing Cruising, and not saying nothing about Smokey Robinson's song, though. It'd be like, this is my new joint. I just wrote this 2 weeks ago.
Not even Cruising, but a song Smokey Robinson did that was kind of underground, and a lot of people didn't know.
Quiet Storm. And he'd be like, I wrote this last night, y'all. Chilling with my girl. I was going
to not even Quiet Storm. He would have even put it out there. He'd be like, yeah, if it's something I think about, this might be on my next album. He ain't going to tell you shit about it.
Yeah, right. It's stupid. This might be on my next album.
Like it might be. I don't even know.
Yeah, this next cup right here I'm about to do, man. Like I said, I'm about to.
I've been contemplating this for a long time.
This is one, like I said, it's coming straight from the heart. And just bear with me on this. And
then, my girl.
But you know what, though? When she started spitting, though, I think the crowd was so into it. She was just like.
Fuck it.
Oh, well.
The tire markers. Like, we don't know what the fuck
like
that is.
Like I said, and keep in mind, that's old Kendrick.
Yeah.
This is not To Pimp a Butterfly Kendrick. Right. This ain't Good Kid, Mad City. Hey, this ain't even say she 80 Kendrick.
Hey, you think new Kendrick could fuck with the old Kendrick lyrically?
Yeah. It's like young Andre 2000 fucking old Andre 2000. Yeah, okay. It's like almost the same comparison as
me. Hey, Kendrick is still at the top of the food chain when it comes to lyrically and putting together dope music. That's why I was disappointed today, dog. Like, when I saw that J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, everybody.
Look, Tama, when I saw it, I said, man, this guy, I know this is probably fake.
Like, I you told yourself
I,
that.
I want to believe it, but the time it was so like.
Nice. You was like, this gotta be bullshit.
Yeah, man. I said, cause my boy Chia put it up. I said, man. If this is true, this is great. But in my back of my mind, I'm like, dog, this too good to be true. Like
God ain't that kind.
No.
They've also been doing something.
I know they've been talking about it for like last 3 years.
They've recorded songs together, and you know they got a. I want to say J. Cole said they recorded a whole bunch of stuff together. I can believe. Now that's what I. If they do that shit, man, I hope J. Cole produces it. I really do. J. Cole to me with and Kendrick on a J. Cole fucking beat. Like, could you imagine, what you call it, Kendrick on that, Tale of Two Cities? Mm-hmm. About a bitch. If Kendrick would have got on there, like, I could see Kendrick getting on there and just do some different shit. Where you'd be like, oh, my God. Like, yeah, dog. I can't wait. If they do an album together, they need to do an album. Future and fucking Drake have done an album together. No reason for Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole.
Y'all weren't really impressed by that.
Have y'all listened to that Future and Drake album?
I have. Have you listened to it, Rim?
No.
It's literally Future featuring Drake.
Yeah.
So Drake's not on there much.
He's on there it's literally Future Drake. It's like an entire Future. It's like Dirty Sprite 2 with Drake sprinkling
in
there.
Okay.
Think of it like that.
All right. Next
it was
up,
hella repetitive to me.
It really is.
Next up in our topics, Terrence Howard has new math. Says he don't beat women. That he was just trying to fight the pepper spray. And Lee Daniels defends him and says he's not as bad as Marlon Brando and Sean Penn. Now, Sean Penn is also suing Lee Daniels for defamation of character. This all happened within a week of getting this all together. The treat was me to see Terrence Howard because he believes one times one equals two.
But there's a... Okay. I don't know where the fuck he got that shit from. I'm a little confused. But I need to read the... Did you read the original article?
Yeah. The Rolling Stone article? Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. I think the first article that we looked at, it looked like it was going out to intentionally bash
Terrence. Like the article, the writer.
Like
was,
he was just adding in shit that wasn't really there, like how we do. But yeah. I didn't get a chance to read the Rolling Stone article, so I was wondering like what he was really talking about. Like, was it really just trying to deflect from the fact that he was?
All right, Javon's got to get out here. Javon, let me know what you're up at.
Hit me up on Twitter, man. At Javon Bibb, JOVANBIBBS. Duty call. I got to hit the stage, so.
Yeah, hey, man. Yeah, it's not. What were you performing at?
What is the name of it? It's down on Broadway. It's a new spot. It's a hole in the wall, man. So I'm doing it for my homeboy.
It's a hole in the wall.
It's down on Broadway in like 70. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the grocery store to save a lot of save.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. Yeah, over there. Where them rats was in it one time.
Oh, yeah. You talking about the little hole in the wall spot that's on the corner down there that's close to the.
I'm going to find. I got a GPS. So
I know what you're talking about, though. There'd be some nice little old heads up in there. Yeah.
Give me a little cool. All right, I got us then. I'm going to bring us something back.
Bring us
y'all
back.
Just be here.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right. Well, go ahead. What are you saying now with this?
I was just trying to wonder if he was really just trying to deflect him from. That whole his abuse situation.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say that. You can't say that. Only reason I hit my wife, she pepper sprayed me, so I just start wailing.
I mean,
Teddy, you just start and you beat the shit out of somebody like where they have like multiple wounds from.
I don't know, dog. That's kind of like, well, hey, why did you get pepper sprayed? What were you doing?
Great question.
That would be my first question. I've been pepper sprayed, nigga. That ain't no laughing matter.
No,
that
it's
ain't,
not. It's not.
That
no
ain't like.
But also, when I'm pepper sprayed, I'm not thinking about swinging.
No, I'm not.
I'm.
She must have just grazed him. It wouldn't.
Yeah.
She,
no, he because we didn't been pepper sprayed like in the face, and that ain't fun.
Nah, ain't nothing fun.
I ain't trying to swing. I'm trying to fall and roll and rub my eyes.
Yeah, I don't know. Because if pepper spray get on your skin, it burns.
Yeah,
that shit can land in your hand.
Like a part of me, believe it or not, I felt like a bad part for Terrence Howard, man. Like I rejoiced. I definitely rejoiced reading the article. No. Let's not cut the chase. I love seeing that this nigga believe 1 times 1 equal 2. I mean, equal 2. I love to hear that. I loved it. I love to hear that he had all his whole house with shapes around it.
What?
They said he has shapes and all kind of graphic stuff around it because he's trying to prove the scientists that 1 times 1 equals 2. That he has figured out a way for that to possibly be true.
I still didn't understand what he was saying.
He was saying basically if I multiply, if I have these two things and they're multiplied by each other, when I look at them, it's still two. Like this. Like, I got the iPod and I got my cell phone. If I multiply this by another one object, it's two.
But you're not.
But I know, but it doesn't. The math doesn't work like that.
Well, it's numbers.
It's not physical. Yeah, but that's what he's saying. Though, is we should go off the physical manifestation of things when it comes to math. All right. Yeah. But I'm just saying though, Terrence Howell is a dickhead. let's cut to the chase.
How do we go back to that?
Man? He's a bitch ass dude, man. Let's keep it 100.
Oh my God.
Only reason I watch Empire is I hope he gets dies. Something happens. I watch for death. Every week.
You like it.
No, I don't. I want to kill him. Not personally, because, I mean, I don't want to go to hell or nothing, if it is one. But fuck that dude Terrence Howard, man. No, for real, he's a pretentious motherfucker. And his dad, like, you know, his dad went, like, he went through a lot of bad childhood problems, allegedly. But I know he did for truth because it was a big Santa murder back in the late mid-70s, early 70s. That was like a big deal in Cleveland that happened where his dad stabbed a dude in a Santa line. And it was like a big deal, like racial trial because he stabbed a white guy. And it was like a big racial trial in the 70s. And that was his dad.
The Santa line murder.
Where like it was basically two families got into a fight in the Santa Claus line in Cleveland at a mall. Mm-hmm. That was Terrence Howard's dad. And that was like a big case in the 70s.
His dad
was the one that killed the white dude. It stabbed him in the line at center line. But it was like a big racial case because people were saying, like, you know, did the white guy start it? And it was racially motivated. Yeah, so you got to think in the 70s. First of all, two black and white families in the same mall together in the center line was amazing for 75, 74 anyway. On top of that, you know, and all the drama going on with them two families fighting. But fuck Terrence Howard is my thing at the end. Last topic. Before we get out of here, Viola Davis, man, with the dope ass speech at the Emmys, that shit damn near made me cry, man. I ain't gonna front. I watched that shit live. It was a dope speech. And then you had the other chick. Let me pull her name up here, cause I'm gonna give her just due. Nancy Zahn.
Oh, the one talking about she had never been.
She ain't never been discriminated against, and all women go through everything and dumb ass shit like that.
Some people are just oblivious to, you know, white privilege is normal to white people.
Yeah, and that's fake ass white feminism too. Like, you know what I'm saying, the white feminists that don't think about black women when it comes to being a feminist.
Yeah, I guess that's
one of the biggest struggles that black feminists do have is the idea of that white women, when they talk about feminism, they don't want to talk about the race factor within feminism. Which is almost damn near everything, man. You got to look. That Emmys was dope last night. Why did it take all the way to 2015 for the first black woman to win a lead for a drama for a fucking Emmy? It took the 2015. Think about all the shows that had great black lead women on it.
Were there a lot?
Yeah. I can take you back. Good Times. Weezy was a good lead.
Wait.
Felicia Rashad. Cosby Show.
Would she be considered the lead though?
Yeah. She's the lead actress on there. It's usually one lead male, one lead female when they do, like in a movie.
I guess I'm just thinking like it was mostly about Bill.
No, they had episodes where Bill wouldn't even barely be on there and be just about the mom.
Very rarely did you ever see that.
Man, it was a lot of episodes you would see that.
You might have to show them to me. Her
and Vanessa be getting into it or whatever. Or she be getting into it with other kids.
I guarantee you, Bill was still
You got a whole episode where she go down on Hillman by herself.
How many episodes were there?
Six or seven seasons.
So, and how many episodes
Probably 30
in
episodes a season.
So we're looking at 210.
Right, but I'm saying she's the lead.
In four, and that makes her a lead.
No, she's not in four. She's in every episode.
No, okay. No, she's not in every episode. This is like him not being in every episode. I'm saying like... if there's four where she's the main.
Yeah, she's the main female character.
Well, that's what I'm saying. By far, I agree that we definitely be.
Look, Kerry Washington could have got one for Scandal, even though I don't fuck with the show.
I mean, nah, I agree with that, because to me, How to Get Away with Murder ain't really no different from.
It's the same as Part 2.
Nah, I mean, it's a different setting. I wouldn't say it's Part 2.
Part 2.
But they super ridiculously similar. Yeah. But, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, think about all the shows. I mean, I'm trying. It's some other shows. I know listeners will probably hit us up with some other shows, but it's some other shows that have great black female leads in them that didn't get no respect. You know what I'm saying? And don't get any love. So the idea for her to say that all women go, you know, are hurting and stuff, and Viola probably had it better than her and shit like that. Fuck out of here, man.
Super fuck out.
And then she was like, then she's getting mad because, you know, niggas start dragging her on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then she was like, I would have been marching for the same people that are coming at me. I would have, like, 10 or 20 years ago, I'd been marching for these same people that are hurting me.
And you're like, there's shit going on now.
Right now. Dumbass.
You missed the complete modern-day struggles, babe. Thanks. Yeah.
All right, we're getting ready to wrap it up, fellas. James, thank you for joining in on this one, even though you coming in for Lando Cal. Thank you for joining in. That's on Straight Outta Low Cash.
Always a pleasure.
Rim? Let us know what you got coming up. Anything?
Just follow me on Instagram. I got a couple things coming up. DJ Reminis 10, Twitter and Instagram all the same.
All right, Teddy.
Theodore Simpson IV on Facebook.
Man, why are you texting your girl and shit? Talking about I love you and shit, nigga. We doing a show.
Nigga, she trying to get me to bring her some food. That's why.
Oh, she trying to bribe you and shit. Tell the old nigga from that was fist bumping people to swing on by. I know he'd be like, you know, I own a private jet. Hey, but you know it ain't really a private jet. It's his boy works for somebody that owns a private jet.
Not even a jet, nigga. It's just like
shut up. It's a 2-engine seater.
Motherfucking
Amelia Earhart.
It's a big wheels with wings.
Charles Lindbergh, Spirit of St. Louis plane.
It's a cardboard cutout. It's a Snoopy plane.
Well, as always, thank y'all for listening. We appreciate all the love and support, and we'll see y'all next week. Straight Outta Low Cash.